Welcome back to Play It Loud. I'm Rich.
I'm Ryan.
Hey.
How are we doing?
Well, Ryan. So today we're going to kind of pack in a lot into a little. We're going to do a compact episode for you. So we have first three, we have happy hour, and we're going to jump into our subject, which is concert etiquette.
Yeah.
I think there's been so many concerts this year. And so many people are going to concerts that probably wouldn't normally go to concerts because, you know, with COVID, nobody went for 2 years, really. And so everybody's going this year, and it's fucking insane. So we've gone to enough where I'm like, okay, we got to talk about this because it's a little out of hand. So let's go to the first three first.
Let's do it.
All right. So the new is Bad Wolves, Legends Never Die. Came out 2-3 weeks ago. People have had a time to digest it. If they haven't listened to it, go listen to it. Bad Wolves, band out of LA, California. Tommy Vex was the lead singer. And then they changed over to DL 2 years ago. Released an album. They have another album. They recently released an album, an EP, and now they have a new album coming out soon, November, I think. The title of the album, I'll tell you that.
We're going to go see him.
Well, hopefully.
I've gotten tickets
to two shows, and they've canceled fucking both of them. One in Wisconsin, and they were going to be with Asking Alexandria and The Who. We're going to that concert in a few weeks. And
if they're there.
They're done. They're out of it.
Right.
They backed out of it. Well, now we know why, because they're going to be going on a world tour, U.S. tour, with Bush.
Which I'm excited.
Starting in October, November. So,
well, how does that work though? Do you just get to say I'm not going to these?
Well, I hate to say excuse, but I think the reason that they gave was DL's health, which is valid.
Valid.
He was having some issues health wise, maybe voice wise, whatever it is. By then, hopefully, he'll work it out. Either way, as a fan, when you buy tickets to a show and it gets canceled and refunded, certainly, you look forward to going.
Sure.
And then you bought tickets to another show that they were going to be at, and I was looking forward to seeing them. And Asking Alexandria, which is a UK band. They're not here very often. I was looking forward to seeing both. I saw them last year when they performed with Papa Roach and Falling in Reverse and Hollywood Undead. We had pit passes. I was 7 feet from the band. It was a great concert.
Yeah.
Loved it. I have videos of it. I can post it on TikTok, YouTube, whatever. But I was looking forward to seeing them again.
Well, how does that work if the main is going to not be there?
Well, it's not the main, though. See, the Who and Asking Alexandria were co-headlining, I guess.
Okay.
And they were a support band. I think there's one other band going to be there, but they were a support band. Well, they couldn't make it or whatever.
Does Ticketmaster, whoever you bought the tickets through, do they offer you the refund?
No. I suppose you could go back to them and say, look, this is the band I really wanted to see and get a refund. Probably.
And I'm wondering if it's the headlining tour that if they don't show, you automatically get the option for
Correct.
A refund versus one of the smaller
right.
bands.
I mean,
smaller,
could you and quote unquote. Could they deny it? They certainly could.
Sure.
But so they're going to be going on tour with Bush. Tickets go on sale this Friday, which by the time you listen to this will have already passed. So
good luck.
Big deal. But we're looking at going to see them in Madison, Wisconsin, 20th of November, right after Thanksgiving. So that was the new, I think personally, one of my favorite songs by Bad Wolves. And I've had a lot of time to digest it now. And I stand by that.
You were saying that it's been trending in becoming the number one song for you from Bad Wolves.
So the first time I listened to it, I was like, holy shit, that's a great fucking song.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got to listen to it again just to see if that held true. I listened to it probably once a day.
Holy cow. Why? What about this song just kind of grabs you?
It's a great question.
The lyrics?
It's upbeat.
Okay.
It's upbeat. It's positive. It's got great tempo. It's got a great hook in the chorus. I just think it's a really great fucking song.
Yeah.
And I don't say that about a lot of songs that I listen to, but that one, I could listen to it every damn day and not really get tired of it.
I honestly need to listen to more of their songs.
Yes.
More frequently.
You absolutely do. Go listen to, if you're going to listen to Bad Wolves, go start with Tommy Vexed.
Well, I did. So that's where I started, and that's where it, like, got my mouth salivating here. But I mean, haven't, like, revisited in a while.
I've been following them since, let's see.
I mean, they're one of your top 10 bands right now, right?
Disobey came out in 2018.
Okay.
I started listening to them in 2018.
Yeah.
2019, Nation came out. That was their second album. So many songs off of that album. I mean, the first album was fantastic. Second album, great. And then they changed singers, right? And so then they released, then they released Dear Monsters in 21. Out of the gate for having, you know, Daniel Laskowitz's first effort with them, phenomenal.
Pretty good.
They put out an EP. They put out a deluxe version. Well. Yeah, deluxe version. And then they put out an EP with songs like The Body. That was in 22 as well. And now they have a new, then they released off this new album called Die About It. They released Bad Friend first, and now Legends Never Die. I mean, if I had to put them now in my top 15, probably.
Of all time?
Well, of current bands that I listen to. Yeah. Maybe even top 10 of current bands that I listen to. All time, top 20, top 25, probably. I really like them. They're heavy enough to be heavy sometimes.
Sure.
Right? Like, especially the Tommy Vex days. They did some really heavy shit.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good. I mean, you can't listen to it all. I mean, some people can, maybe.
I listened to the song once, a little bit with you. I'm going to go back and listen to it some more. I thought it had, like you said, a good hook. Mm-hmm. It was uplifting. It had a good progression in the chords to keep you excited. Not amped like I'm going to go work out, but definitely good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to have to listen to it a little bit longer.
I mean, if you go to Nation and you listen to The Consumerist,
yeah,
heavy. Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's some, but then like Killing Me Softly, great fucking song.
Yeah, I really like that one.
And then they did the EP, the Sacred Kiss EP. So off their Sacred Kiss, that song, the first song on their album. But they also added Up in Smoke and The Body. And I like The Body. That's a great song. They covered Zombie, which is the Cranberry song. Yeah. So everybody knows that. They did that with Tommy Vexed, and
for all our listeners out there, he's doing this off the top of his head. That's why I think he's got to be more than just in the top 15. You love this band.
So this past Christmas they did Carol of the Bells. I had you listen to it.
Yeah, I did like that.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It is good.
The artwork's pretty good too, because they have a wolf that kind of looks like a night stalker with a Santa hat on their cover art. It's pretty cool. So that's the new. The Unknown is a band nobody probably has heard of.
No, I did not know it.
So I'm going to throw it out there. It's a band called Telling Secrets. Now, I first saw it as it popped up on my YouTube page as I was watching some other videos. I watched it. It's called Tired of Waiting.
Yes.
I think they sound like a band called Like a Storm. They're an Australian band. They do a lot of the didgeridoo, the instrument. Right, exactly. Yeah. But his voice inflection, I think, is very similar.
Yeah, because like I said, I think he was, the pitch this is guy's a little
lower,
higher. Yeah.
Right, the pitch is a little lower, but I think if you listen to both of them, you go, oh, I could get that. And Like a Storm is very popular.
Did you listen to any of the other songs?
Telling Secrets?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, not Like a Storm, excuse me.
No. This is
this is the only release at the moment,
as far as I know.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm curious to hear what else is coming down the pipeline for them.
I don't know, but I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah,
I did too. First effort, so to speak.
Well, hold on. It sounded a little bit more polished if it was the first effort. I didn't realize this is the only song that we can
first
find.
Major effort.
Sure. Okay, then yeah, I think it's a good step in the right direction for a band that's unknown.
And then the old is we did a song from Day to Remember. Day to Remember. Yeah. Now, the stupid thing is, when you look it up on iTunes, it's under D for day. Now, I get it. Everybody can't do A because it would be A this, A, you know, whatever. Yeah. But Day to Remember, The Downfall of Us All.
I liked it.
So it starts out a little heavy.
It does.
You're like, what the fuck? And then it sounds like American Rejects.
Blink-182. I was like, what is this?
And I was like, a few other bands of that. It reminds me of the early 90s.
Yes.
Like American, like every time I hear a band like that, I think of American Pie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
Right.
Which, guess who was in American Pie? Blink-182. All three episodes.
There you go. So that's a catchy little song that you don't think is going to come from a band like A Day to Remember, because they're a little heavy sometimes.
A little heavier, yeah.
But we saw them in concert in Chicago in December.
It's cold.
Right? It was cold, but it was down at the Chicago Theater. And they did the acoustic version of all of their songs. It was the
Imagined?
Something like that. Yeah, I forget what they actually called it. But they were with Wage War.
Crushed it.
Both of them. Both of them. Now, at the time, we did a recap or a review of that concert. And what was the thing that I complained about the most?
Etiquette.
The fucking people walking with no regard for anybody else, just standing in the middle of the aisle having a conversation.
Yeah, it got pretty bad.
And so today, I figured, you know what? We've gone to enough concerts this year. Etiquette.
Well, do you think the etiquette was different there because we were in action? Each individual had their own seat. And so then when people who go to concerts typically who don't have a seat, they're usually standing in a pit or around a railing, whatever the case may be. Do you think that that kind of got people restless and needed to stand?
I did it first. Yeah. And then when I went to the concert with Bree the other night to Dayseeker in Davenport, that fucking thought went out the window.
Oh, really?
I'm going to tell you about it because I'm going to tell you briefly about it.
Yeah,
I'm
not going to
wait for the whole story for the review. But before we do any of that, let's go to happy hour. We'll do the first one. What do you got?
Bardstown Bourbon Company. They're bottled in bond weeder. It's 6 years old.
Oh,
cap came right off.
And what's the proof?
100 proof. So bottle and bond.
You know I like anything over 80 proof.
80 every time. You know what the nice thing is for all our listeners that hear us do this and know what Richard loves? I have 141 proof we're going to try later. So we're going to get on that.
God. Anything under 80 proof, I'm like, yay, great.
Let's do it.
Cheers. Yep. There we go. Awesome. Wait, smell it with your mouth open. You told me that.
I know.
Time I say it, you're like, what?
And real quick, just to give a little context to that, I went to a bourbon tasting in Chicago. Downtown Chicago is huge. And I was sitting there with one of the master distillers, and we went up to a table, and the Scotch guy, and it was probably not somebody from the distillery, but just as someone that was paid to be there. But he goes, go ahead and try it. And so he poured it, and he goes, remember now, open your mouth so that you get all the flavors. And I looked at my buddy, the master distiller, and we both widely opened our mouths like assholes, and we drank it. And so that has been the joke every time we get together. Remember, open your mouth.
Open
to the
your
smell.
Mouth. Yes.
So
okay, here we go. I can smell it. It smells good. Wow.
Oh no! If you think that one's,
it was the initial kick.
Oh, okay. I like this one. I think Bardstown Bourbon Company.
Citrusy?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. I think Bardstown Bourbon Company has.
What's the spice in there?
Some good things coming down the pipeline. It's wheat. So
is that what that is?
Yeah. Yeah. It's okay. Definitely going to be a wheater or the wheat flavor. So normally when we're drinking bourbon, the second largest grain in it is going to be rye. The second largest wheat or the second largest grain in this one is wheat. Mm. So this is a wheated bourbon.
It doesn't have the aftertaste that a lot of the bourbons do. Like it hits you initially,
yeah,
but then it's smooth on the aftertaste.
It's definitely,
you can still feel it in your throat, but it's not that burning or I don't want to say bitter, but like really, really strong aftertaste that some of the whiskeys that are 100 proof have.
Yeah.
This one's very mild.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Not bad.
I agree. Good flavor.
Yeah, not bad at all. Just a point of reference, if you turn around, we have new art in the studio.
Oh, shit.
I wanted to mention
it.
You didn't see it. No. So as I do a lot of TikToking, I want to get, you know, ideas and so forth that are, you know, floating around in the Twitter sphere or the TikTok sphere or whatever it is. And what are people talking about? Like what's concerning across the country when it comes to music, a lot of that stuff. But I came across this artist. His name is Kenton Hoppus, Kenton Hoppas. I think that's how you pronounce his last name. I get on his lives a lot and I watch him do these live. He draws all this stuff live. So I went on his website and I really, really liked it. And I bought four lithographs. Two of them in our bedroom now. They came yesterday.
Okay.
One says, tell me you love me. And that's because my wife says that all the time. Say you love me.
Oh, okay.
Say you love me.
Yeah.
She says that all the time. Say you love me. And so there's one of those. And then Kindness Matters. And then these two are Feeling Good and there's like a little bird or something. I mean, it's a very unique. So if you look him up on the internet, on the interweb, the Google machine,
the Googs,
he has a very unique way of drawing things, right? It's a lot of circles, a lot of curved, you know, lines, yeah, that sort of thing. And then the way he writes it, just a lot of backwards letters and so forth. And then the other one is Never Give Up. And so it's Kenton Hoppus. And the lithographs were pretty inexpensive. Yeah. Yeah. $40-$50, something like that a piece.
That's terrible.
So, and then they come in, I got the bigger ones. They come in 12 by 12, 16 by 12. The one on the right, the Never Give Up, is 16 by 16. So there's no frame for that. So I had to get a red banner behind it, but because it's got a red arrow that goes down. It says Never Give Up. I think he's very talented. I'm going to try to get him. He does a guitar one where he does like a whole guitar and then he puts your names and stuff on it. If I can get him, if I can commission, I think that's the right word.
Commission, yeah.
Commission him to do one for Play Aloud.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, and we replace it with, you know, one of those.
Cool.
But if you haven't seen his stuff on TikTok, look him up. I think it's KentonHoppus.com. And that's where I order the stuff. It's pretty cool. He's got t-shirts and stuff like that. So, It's not a paid thing. It's just I found him on TikTok and liked his stuff. So I just figured I'd give him a plug.
Cool.
Okay. So concert etiquette.
So are we going back to the day to remember?
Yeah. So you're in Chicago. You're in the Chicago theater.
In the theater.
And you have assigned seats.
Everyone's got a seat.
Right. And sometimes you have that at a concert, right? Like if you go to an arena, you have assigned seats.
Yes. Okay.
If you go to standing room only, you don't. Everybody stands around.
Correct.
Right. Sometimes it's a mix. Sometimes it'll be standing room only. Sometimes it'll be an assigned seat. Sometimes it'll be in the balcony, wherever it is.
Yeah.
I understand people are going to sing along with the artist. Totally understand that. Especially when the artist is like, sing along.
But you're not okay with me talking in the background. Noted.
That's where I draw the line.
Okay.
Okay. It happened. It's happened at every fucking concert we've gone to this year.
Not with me, though. Just one.
Right, because if you went to a concert or two, I'd be able to, you'd know what I was talking about. But at the Chicago Theater, the aisles that people would walk down, they would literally stop in the middle of the aisle.
It'd be jam-packed.
And stand.
Yeah.
And talk. And you're like, could you move the fuck out of the way? A, so I can see what's going on. B, I can hear you talking.
Right.
And it's
distracting. We were on the aisle for that one, too.
Right. I always get the aisle. So I'm a big
more
guy.
Room, yeah.
And I want to be able to get up and move around. Like when we were just at Disturbed and Breaking Benjamin, I had the aisle.
Yeah.
And Nickelback, I think I had the aisle.
Do you feel like you get up a lot from people in and out, though?
Yeah, I do. But I'm okay with that.
Okay.
In the middle, it's a little hard because you're smushed and you're kind of like squeezing.
Yeah.
But on the aisle, we're standing up anyway, usually,
sure.
Right?
Sure.
So I'm usually partially out in the aisle anyway. So it's not a big deal. People just either go right behind me or they go in front of me, whatever. It wasn't a huge deal. But when people sit there and fucking talk,
yeah,
and talk and have a lot, and they're screaming at this point because they have to scream over the music. Right. It's like, did you come to the venue and pay all that money to talk to your friend or talk to somebody or listen to the guy that's singing or the girl that's singing or the band that's playing or whatever it is, or did you come to talk? What'd you come to do? It fucking irritates me to no end.
Sure.
And I just kind of got to my limit the other day when we went and saw Dayseeker.
Oh my gosh. Did you say something to somebody else?
I almost did. I almost did. Very close. I didn't want to ruin it. It was with Brie.
Okay.
And everybody would have heard me.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I would have been a complete dick
you would've.
If I would have done that. And I would have been no better than the people that were doing it.
Do you remember what they were talking about?
There was five of them.
Holy hell.
Yeah, there was five of them. And I think the girl and the guy might have been either on their first date or they were very, very young in their relationship. Because she was kind of hanging all over them.
How old?
Early 30s.
Okay.
Maybe. Not late 20s. I think it was early to mid-30s.
Okay.
But you could tell that she's...
And you went to a Dayseeker concert as your first?
Well,
concert?
I don't think it's like they're young
like
in the
date.
Like a young relationship,
okay.
Right? She looked like she was kind of weathered, if you understand what I mean. And so this isn't her first rodeo.
Okay.
And the guy just looked happy to be there.
Oh, so you think she brought him?
I think she brought him.
Okay.
Because she was all into it, and he was just there for the ride.
Okay.
And then they came with another girl and two other guys.
Okay.
And I don't know what the whole deal with the two other guys and the girl were, but they left after a while, and I was like, oh, good, thank God, they're going to stop fucking talking. Oh, no.
They walked right behind you?
No. You'd figure after I turned around about six times and just kind of stared at them and looked at them like, the fuck? Seriously.
Yeah.
They would have stopped talking.
So they're they behind you the whole time.
No, they were behind me. Then they walked up, and literally where my hand is behind my ear, that's where the guy was standing there talking to the guy next to him. There was plenty of room. You could have gone anywhere in
that
place.
I'm sorry, guys. I wasn't there. I would have definitely videoed this if I would have saw it happening.
I was so close to turning around and saying, shut the fuck up. But I didn't.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to ruin it for everybody else.
Right. You'd have been that guy.
There was a couple of kids nearby. It was an 18-year-older show, but there was two kids, maybe under the age of 10.
Oh.
Weird. Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever. If you're going to... And the videos that I took, you could hear in the first video I took, you could hear them talking. So I'm moving my phone away as much as I could, like over my head, to just try to get away from them. And finally, these two, the three left.
Okay.
And these two moved over into some seats, and they were still talking. And I could still hear them. You couldn't hear them in my video, but I could still hear them. It was distracting as fuck.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, I'm here to watch this band, not fucking listen to you talk.
Right.
And so it got me thinking about etiquette. Like, from beginning to end.
Well, if we're talking about etiquette, you know we're going to talk about phones. And if you got your hand all the way up in the air, away from them as far as you can.
But there was a wall behind me. There was nobody that would have been obstructed.
All right. Hey, listen.
Nobody.
You know
it. So I'm very, very conscious of that. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah.
So I'm 6'5". Somebody has a hard time seeing around me anyway. Yeah. And I'm conscious of that, but there's nothing I can do about it.
Nope.
Which is why I get the aisle. Because at that point, somebody can either move out in the aisle.
Sure.
Around me or kind of get to the left of me if they're in their seat. Not a big deal. I'm very conscious of that. So what I do is I actually hold my phone in front of my face.
Makes sense. Or your forehead.
And I pull my arms in so I'm not like making myself even bigger. And since I'm taller, I can see over everybody else anyway. And the video's over their heads.
Right.
And so I'm very conscious of when I do that. And so I'm not obstructing anybody's view behind me that I know of.
Sure.
Right. Very conscious of it. But other people stick their phone up, like they raise their arms way above their head, and now it's in my view.
Yeah.
And now I can't see what the fuck's going on.
Or you're watching it through their phone.
So now I can't see the band, and I'm watching it in their phone, which is not what I paid for. I might as well go home and watch YouTube.
Well, at least you would be unobstructed at that point.
Here's the other thing. If you're videotaping a song, why are you doing 10 seconds of it?
No, I don't get that. You either do the whole thing.
Right.
Or you don't do any of it.
Or most of it anyway.
Half. Right? Half.
But there's people that do like 20 seconds. What's that? What are you doing?
I think that's specifically either TikTok or Instagram.
Are you just posting that to say, hey, I'm here?
Yeah, that has to be it. Or else there's no reason to save those.
Is it the new, here, I'm going to ask this question. Is the short video the new ticket stub?
The new ticket, yeah, yes.
Remember when you went to a concert, you got a ticket stub,
you saved your ticket stubs,
you could put them up, you could frame them, do whatever.
Hold on, I'd rather have the ticket stub than a short video. You either have the whole song.
Agreed. But they don't do ticket stubs anymore.
I've wiped songs because I accidentally stopped it too early because I'm like, well, what the hell am I going to do with this?
Yeah.
Simon, the whole song, you idiot.
To me, and I get why people do it, and I'm not telling people they can't do it. It's just fucking weird.
Well...
You're going to go to a show. Like, I went to Three Doors Down. Now, I'd seen them before.
Sure.
Right? I didn't take out my phone one time. Not once. I know you did. I know you did.
Got a bunch of stuff.
But I think a lot of it was, hey, look at me. I'm on a boat.
I'm on a boat.
Watching Three Doors Down. Because nobody's going to fucking believe me.
Yeah, that's very true.
But when I went to Three Doors Down, we saw Candlebox.
Yeah.
I took some pictures, just real quick pictures of Candlebox, just... So, you know, I remembered, oh, this is what it looked like when I was there.
Yeah.
And that was it. Real quick snaps. And that was it. I didn't take any video. And I literally enjoyed that concert more than I had most any other concert we went to this year. Because I was just in the moment. And I wasn't worried about videotaping it. And I just was there experiencing it for myself through my own eyes.
Sure.
And I was watching it.
Wait, why did you do that? Why is this the one that you decided to do that on?
I don't know. Okay. I think because... As they get older, as the bands get older,
they don't sound
and not
as crisp.
Not as crisp. So I want to remember the ones that I took when they were crisp and in their prime. Not that they're not in their prime. We can debate that. But they've been around for 20 years. And so I don't know how much longer they're going to be around. And so I was just like, I was in the, to use the kids' term these days, I was in the feels. Right?
Yeah.
So I was just, I was experiencing it and had a great time. And I loved it. And I was just, I was enjoying the moment. I was soaking it all in. And I think I had said that on the podcast. I was just, this is very much enjoying the time. And Bree's just looking at me like, you're an idiot. You know, she was just there. She, you know, she likes Three Doors Down too. But,
sure.
But I could say that about a lot of the bands now that have been around for 20 or more years.
Yeah. You know,
Nickelback, Shine, you know, Shinedown. A lot of those bands that have been Breaking Benjamin. I mean, a lot of those guys have been around for a while.
Yeah.
How many more times are we going to be able to see them? I don't know.
5 more years.
Maybe 10.
Well, Metallica and
That's the thing. So I'm watching. So again, I had this kind of thing in the back of my mind for a while to do as a topic, and I see little things like it's some things that have nothing to do with music. Like I was watching a video of Tiger Woods playing at. I think it was the, it couldn't have been the, it said it was the Masters, but I don't think it was because the guy wasn't, the his caddy wasn't wearing the white uniform.
Yeah.
But it was some PGA, probably the PGA Championship. And it was recent because it was after he had his leg issue.
Okay.
And he's in a, he's in, he hits the ball right of the fairway.
Okay.
There's a crowd of people around him. So he's going to address his ball, and there's a like a U-shape behind him, right? And then he's going to be hitting it out, and there's a tree in front of him. So he's got to hit it around the tree one way or the other. And there's just a huge crowd behind him. No one, and I mean no one, doesn't have their phone out.
Right.
Videotaping it.
Right.
So instead of just watching Tiger in front of you, playing and living the moment, because you can find that shit on YouTube.
Oh, and you get how many videos? Better videos, of
right?
It.
And you've seen how many videos of Tiger Woods, right?
Enough.
You're gonna take the one time that you're that close to this individual that you probably have watched hundreds of times.
Yeah.
Play a shot, and you're gonna have your phone up, and you're not gonna experience it for yourself, right? So then I got to thinking, okay, how do we do that in musical terms? And I was watching a Metallica video of their recent, one of the recent concerts. It's not as good as they used to be.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they're older.
Sure.
Let's be honest.
Sure.
Right. Can't hit the notes like they used to. Right. They play great. I mean, the music's great.
Yeah.
It's just not the same, but you see all the phones out in the entire crowd and you're like, nobody's experiencing this other than through their phone.
Do you think we're going to get to the point like where Dave Chappelle just takes everybody's phone prior to going in?
So there are some
venues.
Well, there are some bands. There's some rumblings. We'll see how it actually works.
Plays out, yeah.
Of saying everybody has to leave their phone in a. I know they do this in comedy. So when you go to a comedy tour or you go to like Joe Rogan's place, I don't know this for sure. So fact check me, somebody. I think you have to put your phone in a case. It gets put in a locker because you can't videotape the set or, you know, that comedian. Will it get to that point with concerts? I don't know.
Well, maybe. It's definitely not happening on arena tours. That's for damn sure.
I mean, how do you,
you're not going to be able to,
I mean, unless you're not allowed in the venue with a phone.
How are they going to do that?
Well, how do they check for everything else? I guess
20,000 people.
I don't know. But if you get caught with it, you get kicked out. Is it worth it?
No.
I don't know.
Especially when you bought
the used to be able to, right? Remember when we used to go to a concert and people brought video cameras?
Yeah.
No video recording. Now it's everywhere and it's all over the internet. And it's because they want the publicity. It's free.
Do you think some artists play towards people videoing them? For example,
some probably
bringing people up on stage.
Well, I think they're very aware of it.
Yeah.
Right. And certainly they're going to play to it. But it's a catch 22, right? Like you don't want to ban the phones because you want people to have the best time possible, and you want them to promote you for free.
Right.
Yet you don't want to take away from the experience. Right. So what's so where's the line? Where do you draw it?
I don't think
you can.
I was just gonna say I think
it has to be self-policed.
How though? Well, how are they gonna be self-policed? 6'5" Richard yelling at people.
Shut the fuck up. Right.
Yeah.
I mean maybe that's what it takes, is just people standing up to the people around them going, shut the fuck up.
Well, what are the big etiquette moves? Number one, don't hold your phone above you or be in the way of everybody else.
Get to your concert a little early. Let's start from the beginning.
Okay.
Get to the concert a little earlier so that a half an hour before the show, you're not sitting in traffic for an hour.
That's an etiquette?
I mean, what would you call it? Going to a concert, people used to get there really early.
Sure.
Now people the entitlement is, I can get there when I want. The problem is you're getting there with everybody else that is thinking the same thing.
Yeah. Why is that a bad thing?
Because the people who...
Listen, the show goes on when the show goes on, whether that's you were there or not. So that's not etiquette for...
I guess, it's but not it's like, creating huge traffic jams and I don't know if there's... I don't know if it's etiquette. It's just... It's one of the things that annoys me now.
God, you're getting old.
I know. Fuck, I am. I mean, I used to be able to get to a concert 30 minutes ahead of time, and I was early.
Sure.
Sure. Now I get to 30 minutes ahead of time, and I'm stuck in traffic for an hour. It's annoying.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
I don't know if there's any way around it.
No, I don't think there is.
So maybe it's not etiquette. It's just annoying. It's an annoyance.
Yeah.
And then you get in, and then you get in these long lines because everybody gets there at the last minute.
Yeah.
Or they don't want to see the first band or the second band. They're only coming for the headliner.
Well,
so they feel
this.
Like they can, I get it.
Okay.
I get it.
I would say
the drunkenness.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if you can ever take that out of any concert. And look, I get having a drink or two. Boy, do I sound old when I say this.
Yeah, I know. Just so you're aware.
I'm aware, but there's a difference between drinking and feeling good and enjoying the show and being completely fucking plastered and annoying to everyone around you.
That's fair.
We went to Nickelback and there was a guy to my left who was dancing and jumping and
in between the
so
seats?
Distracting. No, he was in the aisle.
Oh, okay.
And clearly, I mean, he's got a drink in his hand and he's spilling it everywhere, including onto people.
Oh God.
And he's just a nuisance and he's distracting. And I saw Chad look at him several times. Like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
Really?
And he was very obvious.
Okay.
And finally, I think somebody was like, get this fucking guy out of here. He's really distracting. So somebody, as soon as he like went down the aisle towards security, somebody came up, said, him, hey, let's go sit down over here.
Oh.
But I'm seeing a lot more of that at shows. A lot. Like we went to
Hailstorm. Do you think you're just recognizing it more now?
Maybe okay. That I'm older. I don't know.
And I'm not trying to jab you on that one.
No, I understand. But we went to Hailstorm and Volbeat, and there was three people that passed out because they were so fucking drunk.
Oh Jesus.
Within the first 30 minutes of the concert.
Young? Yeah, but hold on. Is that young people?
No.
No.
One of them was maybe early 30s. Another one was probably in her 50s.
Oh geez.
And I don't know what the third one was because it was behind us. Sorry. Fair. It was just a commotion.
Okay.
But, you know, people just drop it out. And that early into the show, that means they've been drinking for a while.
Sure. So, or they mixed.
Look, I can go and have a drink at a concert. It's great, right?
Yeah.
But am I going to go get drunk so I don't enjoy it? No.
Or so you don't remember it?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Seems ridiculous.
Like, what you pay now for a concert, why would you do that?
Oh, so I do want to get into that. Okay. And I don't know if maybe we'll do that a little bit later, but we'll do cost with the economy going the way it is.
Well, I'd like let's to touch finish on that, up but, the etiquette then.
All right,
what
so
other things?
So I would say garbage on the ground.
Garbage, people are just fucking pigs.
Don't give a rat's ass. They just throw it on the ground.
Nachos right on the ground.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to fucking step in your cheese, dick.
Comma, dick.
Comma, dick.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think garbage is a mainstay of etiquette. Just there's garbages all around these venues. Just go find one.
Those two people I was telling you about from Dayseeker, they had Miller Lite cans in their hands. Or Molson. No, it's Molson.
Molson.
Not what it wouldn't have mattered. Nobody would have.
They're 25
years old.
Like,
oh, shit, it was Molson, not Light, you
right.
Son of a bitch. It was they had two cans of big ones, too, of Molson. They smashed them on the ground and threw them into the crowd.
Oh, that's some bullshit.
In front of them. I'm like, the fuck are you doing?
Those can cut people.
Right.
Now
that was dumb.
Old.
That's the shit I'm talking about.
Now, hold
like,
on.
Nobody cares
if they
anymore.
Threw an empty beer can
Oh, there was people doing that too.
I'm okay with that. But as soon as you smash it and you frisbee it, you might hurt somebody.
Here's some dumb shit. And I'm just saying, I'm not
advocating you should throw empty garbage.
So we went to Nickelback.
Yeah.
And you couldn't bring your can into the venue, right? So you were out in the garden.
Yeah.
And then you were walking into the pavilion and you had to pour it into a glass cup. Remember? You had to pour it into a cup. A week later, or 2 weeks later, we go to Disturbed.
Yeah.
And Breaking Benjamin.
No problem.
Didn't matter.
Get fucking bring ass. It in. Didn't matter. Well, hold on. That's because of all that hate and crap that was thrown on stage at Nickelback. You've seen the videos, right?
I guess. But what, I mean, whatever. I don't know. It's two sets of rules. It's like it was and it wasn't.
I think
it was just weird.
I think the band requests that, though.
Maybe. But people are still going to do it.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Cup's not going to go as far, right?
With liquid in it.
Fair.
Right?
No, I agree. I'm trying to think what else would be etiquette-wise. So we've got the phones.
Yeah, phone garbage. Talking is the number one. Look, I just stop talking at a concert. Like, if you got to talk to somebody, talk in their ear.
Sure.
Don't fucking scream.
Sure.
And ruin it for somebody else. We're all paying the same amount of money. Well, no. We're not all paying the same amount of money, but like if you're in the seats next, you're pretty much paying what the guy next to you paid, right?
Yeah.
Typically, maybe within a few dollars, whatever. We're paying a lot of money.
Right.
Especially when you get seats in the pavilion or you're in the first 10 rows, which is typically what I try to do.
Yeah.
Because I want to enjoy it. If I'm going to pay that kind of money, I want to go to a show and I want to fucking enjoy it. I don't want to be on the lawn seats at the last minute.
You're such a hater.
Listen to the Nickelback review and you'll understand what I'm talking about.
Hey, I got a good one.
Yeah.
Shirtless people.
That doesn't bother me.
Yeah, it doesn't bother you. It does when they wipe their sweaty ass whole body up against me. Yeah, but if you're in the
pit, you kind of asked for that.
I get that's...
You're kind of asking for that.
I'm not okay with that.
No, you're kind of asking for that. Now, if just a random guy is just sweating all over you...
We're different. Indoors. Hold on. I expect it outdoors. I think all bets are off.
Out of the pit.
When you're indoors...
What happens in the pit stays in the pit.
You that kid almost got his ass beat in the pit.
He almost did.
And then he got thrown out of the pit.
Davenport, Iowa.
There, yeah.
Yeah. If you're listening to Davenport, Iowa, you know who you're talking. I know. You know who I'm talking about. Little bitch.
So that's what I would say. Indoor, shirt off. What the hell? Outdoor, shirt off. It is what it is. For me.
Yeah. That was at the Nothing More concert.
That was.
The pit. Oh, my God. That guy was, I was ready to throw down. I think my leg still hurts from that, if I think about it.
Well, yeah.
From him fucking kicking me. I think he did it on purpose. The more I think about it,
I think he looked at you and said, I'm going to kick the tallest motherfucker out
there. I think so. I'm going to start a fight with that guy. He got thrown out.
He did. That's what I'm saying.
He got thrown out. And then we walked out.
And there he was sitting there.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to see you for sure. I was like, you better keep your head down.
I was ready to throw hands. He got his ass kicked.
Yeah, I was just
going to
say.
If I'm going to jail, I'm going to jail.
One of those bear paws just right across his face.
If I'm
going to
get arrested for fighting, I'm going down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It makes sense.
Yeah. I'm not going to be some bitch.
He would have folded like just a tissue on the ground.
He would have.
What would you say? Anything else?
You talked about pricing.
So here's
it's not etiquette, but.
No, one thing we were talking about when we were going through some of these songs, specifically Bad Wolves and how they are canceling.
Yeah, they've canceled a couple of
people have been canceling, right? I think if the economy goes the way in which I think it's going to go, Q1, we're going to have some issues.
Downturn?
Pretty big downturn. Are these prices going to...
No. I already know where you're going. In what world has any price ever come down? Once they take a price increase, when has it ever gone down?
Or will smaller shows be popping up or become more popular so that they can fill the stadiums and sell them out? And I'd use stadiums loosely.
Well, here's what I would say. So I've been going to arenas for a while. I've been going to small, medium-sized venues, all different sizes, right? The ticket prices have not gone down.
We found some good deals, though.
There are some at the last minute.
Yeah.
Right? If people can't get rid of tickets or whatever. I get that. If they can't go to the show and they're trying to get rid of them, fine.
Yeah.
But what I paid for Nickelback this year was way more than I paid for the last concert.
Sure.
What I paid for Disturbed this year was way different than what I paid for in Milwaukee, even.
Yeah.
And it was several months later. So the tickets are not trending in the downward direction.
I don't think they will.
And we had a conversation about that in a previous podcast about why those ticket prices are going up, who they have to pay, and all of the increases from COVID because nobody worked for 2 years. And so all of these vendors, these guys that are rigging, you know, the stages and all that kind of stuff, their prices are a lot more, and the bands are having to pay that. So their prices are going up. What hasn't gone up, commiserate, right, to the other prices, there's your 25-cent word of the day,
yeah,
is the merchandise. It's kind of stayed consistent. $40-$50 a T-shirt. Sweatshirts are around $70.
Yeah.
Those haven't really gone up. But I think that's where the bands make a lot of their money, and so they don't want to piss the people off who are going to buy their shit.
Are you think they're going to go up? They can't go
up. I'm saying I don't think the bands are raising those prices because there's so many people that are buying the merchandise. If they rose, if those prices get raised to $50-$55 and $80-$90, you know, a sweatshirt, I think less people buy them. So I think the idea is let's keep them a little lower, have more product being moved through those tables,
sure,
rather than raise the prices and move less merchandise. I could be wrong.
I think there's going to be a lot less sold out shows next year.
It's a possibility. I don't think as many bands are going to tour next year. I mean, think about all the bands that really toured heavy this year. You know, Shinedown, Disturbed.
You think everyone's going to take kind of a break?
Nothing more toured heavy for the last year. Breaking Benjamin. I mean, there's a lot of, I mean, name a band. They probably toured this year.
Sure.
Rain City Drive toured extensively. Right now they're on tour with Dance Gavin Dance. I'm trying to think of some that haven't toured. I mean, like Bush didn't really tour that much, so no. Now they've got a tour coming up at the end of the year. Makes sense. What bands do you know that you didn't see out this year? They're going to go out next year.
Yeah, okay.
You know, or they started a tour this fall, and they're going to carry it through next spring. That's another possibility. That's what Shinedown did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they started last year. They came through this year. But they're done.
Yeah,
they're done.
They'll go back in the studio.
As soon as they're done with Papa Roach here, they're done. Mm. Like, we saw them twice. Now they're with Papa Roach and Spirit Box, but they're going to be done. So, you know,
I'm just wondering where this, I mean, we've seen, and this is a little bit nerdy here, the CPI, the index, inflation, everything's going up. At some point, I mean, everybody's salary is not going up and staying with the current upticks in inflation.
People are making more money, but with the price of inflation and the way the economy is, their buying power has gone down.
But that's what I'm saying.
Even though they're making more money.
What's going to happen with these concerts if they're still at this high level and or increase in 2024?
I think people are going to have choices to make, right?
Yeah.
So, again, when you own your own business, you do, I do. You're able to do a little more, mm-hmm. right? You're able to go to a few more shows because you've got a couple bucks in your pocket.
Yeah.
But the people who are on a fixed income or the people who are making, you know, minimum wage or people who are making maybe a little bit more than minimum wage, maybe they're making $18-$20 an hour, they're going to have to start choosing which shows they go to, which is sad. I think people should go to wherever they want to if they can afford it, certainly. Mm-hmm. But you shouldn't have to choose between gas in your car and going to a show.
Right.
I see that a lot online. I belong to a lot of... like Facebook groups, talking about old, I belong to a lot of these Facebook groups that talk about this very subject. They're like, look, I can't go. I can't afford it. And I'm like, the tickets are like $35. But $35 is probably 2 hours of work,
you know,
for some people. And that's before taxes or sometimes after taxes. And so, you know, that money's got to go towards their phone bill or their electricity bill or whatever.
We're going to see I have to assume that we're going to see a freeze in where prices are for shows next year. Have to. I think so.
Well, the amount of money that some of these concerts generate is ridiculous. But here's the thing. Okay, so here's what I understand. I understand it. Here's the other side of that, I should say. When Taylor Swift comes to town, people find money.
Yeah.
When Metallica comes to town with Five Finger Death Punch, people find money. Right? Tickets are really expensive. But if you want to go, you'll find it. You'll either take money out of your 401 or you'll take money out of savings or
sure.
you'll put it on a credit card or whatever it is. You'll go. You'll find it. People will.
With that taste in your mouth, I want to make sure you can wash it out with this next bourbon.
The etiquette taste in my mouth?
It is, yeah, that etiquette taste.
Look at you with the segue.
Dry Fly Wheat Bourbon is what this one was.
That's the name of the company?
Yeah, it's Dry Fly is the name of the company. Okay. The name of the distillery.
By the way, on the first one, what's that a bottle, typically?
This one is about 70.
Okay, and the one we're doing now?
This one's about 80.
Okay, so a lot of the ones that we do are right in that $70 to $100 range.
Yeah.
A bottle.
I would say.
So a little upper end on the whiskeys.
I would say so, yeah. You know, before COVID, a lot of craft stuff was in that 50 to 60 year range and then, or dollar range. And now everything is $80 all day long. So just so.
Did the prices go up?
Yeah, everything's gone up.
Yeah. Because of the cost of materials,
I think everything. Yeah.
Cost of wheat, cost of everything else.
Yeah.
Cost of grain. Cost of grain's gone up. You've looked at the cost of a loaf of bread lately?
Yeah.
My wife bought a loaf of sourdough bread.
Yeah.
It was like $7.
Good God.
Like, what the hell?
Were you guys at the farmer's market?
We did go. Yeah. We didn't buy it there, but okay. we got some banana bread.
Oh.
It was so delicious. Oh, my God. Well, we could, but you get 3 loaves for $20.
Oh, wow.
And they're normally, I don't know, like $8-$9 a loaf or something like that. So sure. We got a banana walnut, we got a banana blueberry, and she got a chocolate banana. It was really the walnut was really good. The blueberry was pretty good too.
I'm a walnut kind of girl
with that hair. All right, well, cheers.
Again, 141 and a half proof.
All right. 141. Is this going to burn my asshole?
Yeah, yeah. God. This one's a little hot.
Mouth open. All right. I'm hold on a second. I've got to get.
Hold you on. Need to try it.
No, I am. But I got my beverage ready.
All right. But it's not a chaser. So don't just rip that and then rip the next one.
Oh, my God. I was not expecting that at all.
This is probably
came out my nose.
This is probably one of the hot. Whoa, that would have been a bad move.
And I'm not talking the liquid. The afterburn came up my throat and through my nose. The afterburn did.
Mm.
But there's no aftertaste. After that initial, my eyes watered from that.
Ooh, yeah.
Shit.
It's not, wow. it's heavy alcohol on the front.
Yeah.
It's not terrible on the back.
It doesn't have that strong, like I call it rubbing alcohol.
Yeah.
Smell to it, you know, like that jet fuel smell to it. It doesn't have that at all.
It's 8 years old, so it's very smooth, been
lingering in that barrel. Holy for a cow, while. My right eye is still watering.
I see that.
It was, wow. I'm willing to try anything. I can now say I had 141 proof.
Yeah, you can. Wow. Not many people are going to have the ability to try anything like that. I'll bring another one next week.
Oh my God. But I did have a water chaser. All right. So the bottom line on etiquette is don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick.
Right? I mean, that's the bottom line is don't be a dick.
I feel like the biggest one for me is the phone, though. We don't have to hammer on it, but it is.
Yeah.
Get it out of my face.
All right. With that, see you next time.
See you guys.
Bye, everybody.